B-Pod Studios.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. The 4 o'clock hour brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop. Created jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Pitchers are throwing on the side and to their new catchers. And the man is down there already covering spring training, NBC Sports Philadelphia's own. I saw the first day he was down there and it was raining. I felt real sorry for him. He had the rain gear on. John Clark joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Johnny, what happened? First day wasn't exactly sunshine?
Yeah, but it came out today. Mid-70s today, so it's all good, man.
Oh, very nice. All right, so tell us what's going on down there with the pitchers. I know Arrieta had a little surprise meniscus surgery, and they may hold him back a little bit. He says no, but what's the mood down there with the pitchers and catchers?
Well, listen, I think the Phillies think that they've almost accomplished everything they wanted to accomplish this offseason. I think maybe they'd want to add another starting pitcher and, of course, the big free agent. But you got to like the improvements they've made in the lineup and the bullpen. And one thing they've done is they've added guys with playoff experience. This team last year that fizzled out after August didn't really have any playoff experience on their roster. And they add Robertson. They add McCutchen. So you've got some guys now that have that experience that can help them through this. But, of course, with all these moves that are made, we're all just, you know, we keep asking people. And there's so many players on the Phillies who are represented by Scott Boras, and we keep asking, you know, are you hearing anything? Because the elephants in the room are still there.
Yes, and the elephants, of course, Machado and Bryce Harper. What kind of vibe are you getting? Now, the general manager is speaking the right things. He's saying it's, you know, even we still had a good offseason, and it's not a total failure if we don't get those guys. But frankly, it is going to be because people are teased now.
Yeah, and I think, look, they were looking forward to this offseason having the flexibility with a lot of money available to go out and get one of these guys. And I agree with you. I think they got to get one of these guys or I'm going to be let down. And I think fans will be let down. And, you know, from talking to different people, not only with the Phillies and also baseball people who are down here, they think this could go on for weeks and it could stretch into March, kind of like Jake Arrieta did last year. And I think there's a little something going on between these two agents too, Scott Boras and Dan Lozano. Remember, Scott Boras had Manny Machado as a client, and Dan Lozano was able to kind of take him away from Scott Boras. So neither of these guys want to flinch. I think it's a little personal with these guys where, you know, they want to get the biggest deal, and they want the other guy to blink first and sign somewhere so that they can get their guy a bigger offer because there's a lot of ego involved here with these agents getting the best deal on the market.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably going on. But let me ask you the question of questions. Are the Phillies putting themselves in a danger zone here by playing this game? Are they in danger of, because they're holding back so much, they're in danger of not getting any of these guys?
Yeah, I think they're in a little bit of a danger, but here's the thing. I mean, you know, they're going to give the best offer on the market to both these guys. And I think that's just been the way the whole time they've said, you know what? Okay, you're doing all this stuff. You want to meet with more teams. You don't like the offers you have so far. Okay, you know, we're going to be here and we're going to give you the best offer. Now, maybe Manny Machado will take less money to play in New York with the Yankees. Bryce Harper, you know, the Giants apparently aren't going to offer anything more than a 3-4-5 year deal. And if the Phillies are going 7 or 8 years and his camp says he's only going to sign a long-term deal and California state taxes are ridiculous, Mike, the Phillies are going to put the best offer on the table for both these guys. So if one of them doesn't come here, it's going to be extremely disappointing because that means they didn't want to come here for one reason or another.
Talk to me about Aaron Nola and why he decided to take that deal instead of going to the arbitration, getting the 1 year. And, you know, because they really signed him to a team-friendly deal, the way I look at it. Does he look at it that way?
You know what? I totally agree with you. And I asked him that today. And he said it's the right time for a deal with the Phillies. And he said, I don't go out there and play just for the money. I play to win and I play for my teammates. And, look, I think Aaron Nola is a really simple guy. People around the Phillies will tell you he likes to pitch and win and then go fish. And he's not a guy who looks for the spotlight. You see him walking around the complex. He doesn't walk around like an ace. He doesn't walk around like he's somebody special. He almost like lowers his head a little bit when the cameras are around. So I think this guy, he's got an incredible work ethic. And today he told a story about how the inner drive comes from him wanting to be his brother. And his brother wouldn't let him play baseball with him and his friends when he was younger. And he wants to be better than his brother. He has done that. But I think he's happy and content with the Phillies, and they drafted him. And the other thing is, you know, he's had an elbow issue before. And at some point, that elbow could go. And you might need Tommy John surgery at some point. So I think he said, you know what? I'm happy with $45 million over the next 4 years. Maybe could have gotten more if he waited a year or two. But I don't think he's after every penny like some guys are. I think he's content and happy where he is.
Yeah, I don't know how his agent feels about that, but I get you. Now, the position guys. How many position guys are down there working out? How many guys are taking BP? Is everybody there right now?
Mike, I've seen everybody except for Gene Segura and Cesar Hernandez, but everybody else is here. And I think the one thing you're going to see with this lineup is, number one, guys making a lot more contact. And look, JT Realmuto, Mike, this guy's a stud. He was a shortstop and a quarterback in high school, so he's got the athleticism of a position player, not a catcher. And he's the fastest catcher in baseball. And the other thing that I looked up, this guy is going to love Citizens Bank Park, because down in Miami at that awful Marlins Park, it's so hard to hit in that park. 63 of his home runs in his career have been on the road. He's hitting .309 in his career on the road. And I called Elias Sports Bureau for this stat. I don't mean to bore you with a stat, but this is unbelievable to me, because I looked at how his slugging percentage is over 100 points higher on the road in better ballparks. And he has the highest disparity in baseball, since he's come into baseball, the five seasons he's been in here, of road slugging percentage compared to home slugging percentage. So this guy could pop 30 homers and hit 300 and find those gaps in Citizens Bank Park. He could hit two, three, four, or five, Mike.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's going to be in the two hole. And if they get Harper, there's a lot of bombs in that lineup. So I love it. Now, let me talk to you about Gabe. Does he seem any different than learning his first year in the job, conducting himself any differently?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not going to say he put on an act the first year, but it seemed like a lot of his answers were rehearsed, and he came in with kind of an act. And he was trying to be somebody that I guess he felt everybody wanted, but I think Philadelphia just wants a little more real out of Gabe. And, you know, from talking to the players, he is extremely communicative of with all the guys. You know, he'll talk to all the guys about, okay, situations, why he's using them in situations in the bullpen. He went up to Michael Franco and had, you know, long heart-to-heart with him about Scott Kingery competing with him for the third base job. But no matter what happens here, I know some players were not happy with some of his moves last year, but I think he is going to be improved in his second year. But the bottom line is if he doesn't get this team to a wild card spot or a playoff spot, then it might be tough for him to keep his job. And look, he's in here to carry out the analytical beliefs of the front office, and baseball's going analytics. And I think it surprised a lot of people in Philadelphia, some of the moves he made, but these kind of moves are being made around baseball.
They are, but so, if he gets Harper or Machado, that lineup's going to be a lot more set than he made it last year. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things. I think last year you're trying to find guys to win jobs and guys to kind of take over at some point. And I do agree. I think this year roles will be a little bit more defined. But I think it's going to be more real with the people of Philadelphia. And, you know, that'll be an improvement.
All right. How long are you going to be there?
I will be here until Monday.
All right. Let me ask you this question. If they sign either Machado or Harper in the time that you're down there, does Johnny Airport get to Philadelphia International and leave Clearwater just so he can be the first to greet Bryce or Manny?
Oh, well, does he fly down here? Does he go straight here? That's a good question.
He might go straight down there, and you could be already. Yeah. You could be staking out the Tampa Airport.
Yeah, or the little puddle jumpers at Clearwater.
Or the Clearwater Airport he comes in.
Who knows?
But suppose he does fly into Philly, he has to get a physical first, whatever. Are you there?
I will meet you there. I will meet you there.
All right. They're going to have to substitute. NBC Sports Philly's going to have to send somebody down there. All right, man. Listen, make it happen, bro. All right?
You got it. I mean, it's got to happen, Mike. They got to get one of these guys.
I agree. Have a good time, bro. We'll be down there. You won't be there.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, talk to you. There he is, John Clark. Yep, Johnny Airport. They sign him tomorrow. He's on the first flight to Philly. Try to catch him.
He'll catch him.
He's got to be ahead of the game here. He's got to anticipate because it may take him too long to get to Philly, and he'll miss.
My guess is that since he's down there, he knows it's not happening this week. He come back Monday.
I don't think anybody knows.
I don't think it's happening.
It could happen tomorrow.
I don't know.
All right, let's go. I have no idea what this town is. What's Mizpah? What is Doc? Doc, where are you from, bro?
Hey, this is formerly Doc from Vineland.
Formerly Doc from Vineland. And where are you now?
Mizpah, Mizpah. It's a little suburb of Vineland.
It's a suburb of Vineland, Mizpah?
I know. You guys had a good time when I called about a month ago. I said I was from Vineland, and you were talking about Vineland for a while.
It sounds like a Jewish good deed.
Yeah, I believe it means outlook.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Anyway, but just as an aside, Vineland is the largest city in New Jersey, you know, by area.
Is that right? Vineland is with all that farmland?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, that's cool. I like Vineland.
So here's my story.
Yes.
I'm 64.
Uh-huh.
Was married a couple times.
Uh-huh.
But the real love of my life just walked into my life out of nowhere. And this is a good message to other guys out there, or gals. You never know when you least expect it.
Uh-huh. And that's the way it usually happens, when you least expect it.
And she's 35.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you.
You might say, well, what's wrong with her? She's almost 30 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
Than me, but there's nothing. She's great. She could be a model.
Well, Doc,
she's a great person.
You got some cash? you pack it a six-pack or what? What?
That's what they always say, you know, younger girl with an older guy.
Uh-huh.
Either two things. Either he's got tons of money or he's a great lover.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Well, I don't really have any money.
Wow.
So there you go. Well,
you got the gift of gab then. You got something going for you. Well, good luck to you, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. There you go. Well, there you go.
Look at that.
Look at that. She's...
What's up, Doc? I was waiting for it.
Doc took her to the cornfield and professed his love out there in Mizpah.
He's doing all right for himself.
Good for him.
He found himself a young girl.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, Doc.
She'll put him in the grave in 10 years. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Drew?
Happy VD. It sounds like a disease, happy VD.
Happy VD? Come on, man.
Right. So anyway.
That's a violation.
That's a violation. That's absolutely a violation. About the Sixers last night, yeah, it was a nice bounce back win I thought the Sixers had. You know, obviously it was only over the Knicks, so, mm-hmm. I mean, we expected that. I'm really hoping we can get up to a 3 seed here going into, into the playoffs. I'm almost kind of, bummed that we're going into the All-Star break here. I was actually hoping we'd get a little more time to let the team gel, but I guess it's a good thing to let the team get healthy, too, at the same time.
Yep. Yeah, I it's a good break for them. They can come back. The only problem is no practice time, during this. They're all scattered. I think this is a team that could use some practice time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So let Embiid and Simmons do their thing in the All-Star.
The All-Stars, how we used to love, because when the Sixers were bad, that was like the only salvation you had, like one of your Sixers in the All-Star game.
Right.
You wanted him to be MVP, the Sixers get a little, I remember those days.
So anyway, I got a good little love story. It actually goes back to when I was in high school, though. So this is kind of like the first love of my life type deal.
Yeah.
And I was in a, played hockey all my life. I was on a travel hockey team, and it just so happened we were eligible to go to our regional tournament to play, you know, teams all around the region, you know, to keep going for nationals, such as that. And the girl I was going out with at the time, we had a winter formal dance that happened to be the same weekend as the hockey tournament. So I chose sports over love, and obviously I chose to go to the hockey tournament over the formal dance.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be a total D-bag, so I said, well, you go anyway, just go with a friend, you know, just, you know, so you can go, you got a dress and everything like that. Well, that turned out to be the biggest mistake of my life, because that friend turned out to be a little bit more than a friend after that dance.
And
ended up, you know, kind of leading to, you know, the breakup, you know, and it was, I chose sports over love for that point, and I was 16 years old, and found out what love was all about back then.
Yeah, I think you had to choose the sports at 16, though. See, that happened to me where I didn't choose sports over the love. I did not go on a travel tournament because the girlfriend I had at the time was leaving for college, going to Arizona State.
Ah.
So I was betwixt and between. I either stay up to the time she left, or I played in this baseball tournament.
So what'd you do?
He stayed.
I stayed.
Yeah. See.
Hey, missed the baseball tournament. It's a big tournament, too, like the scouts and stuff.
Yeah.
So your whole life could have been different, hypothetically.
Well.
You did all right for yourself, though.
Yeah, I still had a chance to play, but who knows? Yeah.
That one scout season.
Because that girl went to Arizona State, dumped me anyway. From afar. You keep that together. She's in Arizona.
Come on. Yeah,
so I was foolish. I wasn't reading the tea leaves the right way.
You hear that, kids out there? You youth that are listening. Now listen, prime time's going to be here before you know it,
exactly.
Kids.
All these stories now coming back. Apparently, I hit on someone in the press box named Kim in the Flyers press box.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but if you have a choice between
love, take the sports.
Take the sports at this age.
Yeah. At this day when you're young.
At this age, yeah.
All right, let's go. Dave in Holmesburg. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike, how are you today?
What's up, Dave?
I loved your interview with John Clark.
Well, thanks, man. You all excited about baseball?
Excuse me?
All excited about baseball?
Maybe. I picked up the thing there where you said about the two agents there, maybe going back at it in between.
Yeah.
It came to this fight, Phillies. If that is the case, the Phillies just say to Harper, listen, Harper, we want you. We're going to sign you. And if he signs, goes higher and gets it, we'll match it or do better. Can't they do that?
Giving him a blank check to do that. I think they think that the agent will come back to them and they can beat any deal they get on the board. And I think what the agents right now are trying to do is get the best deal they can. So the Phillies deal will have to go past what somebody offered him. Now, the Giants are only going to go 3-4 years. They're not going to go
Giants,
Harper.
I'm not worried about Giants. I'm saying tell Bryce Harper right up front, we're going to mash anything they give at
you. Yeah, I'm sure that they have said that. And,
okay,
that's
Mike,
why they're trying to get all these offers.
All right. The guy in Houston, I'm not going to throw him out. I'm leaving.
You're leaving.
Yeah. I'll keep in touch with the little kid because he is my niece. Now, that could change. Just, no, I don't want to sound morbid here.
Yeah, but it's your house. It's your house.
Well, I'm still leaving.
You're leaving.
If my brother was to die, not being morbid, then maybe I could hook up with the girl.
Oh. Okay.
So he
has to be dead first.
The stuffed dog?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was pretty cool. I don't mind that.
You don't mind?
She bring out a stuffed ex-boyfriend.
She brought out a stuffed collie and put the collie next to the sofa, was petting the collie as they were watching the movie.
As long as I ain't a stuffed ex-boyfriend. I would say no.
All right. Well, there you go. Seems nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he and you are both out of your mind.
Questionable.
All right, I got another story.
Oh.
It involves a Sixer center of the past.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Of the past.
No,
okay.
Nothing that he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
But it's the girlfriend. So he says back in 2001 during the spring. You know, that was a big spring.
Big spring.
My girlfriend was out Old City one night and she met this particular backup center. Starting center.
Okay.
Before he was hurt.
Oh, I know who he's talking about.
You know what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a Caucasian center. So I did not think anything of it. They were missing the finals run. So one day she, like me and my girlfriend and her friend got tickets to a Raptors playoff game. Now she was the opposite of a sports loving girl. So I thought she was just jumping on the bandwagon. So then Allen Iverson gets married and the Daily News does a story in the paper. The back cover, there's a picture of the ceremony and there's Geiger walking hand in hand with a girl and it was in black and white. Now, my girl wore a very distinctive dress to my friend's wedding. Oh, it was Geiger. Did I say Geiger?
Yes.
All right, that's Matt Geiger. Well, Matt Geiger didn't do anything wrong. He met a girl, and he took her to Ai's wedding. So the picture in the Daily News, he sees the black and white, and he sees a dress that looks like it's his girlfriend's dress, but it's in black and white. So he says... his friend calls me and says, you see the Daily News? I said, no. So I went to buy it, and I could not tell at first because it was black and white, but later my friend got the picture in color from the Daily News, and it was clearly the dress, and it was clearly her.
Oof.
Mm. That's the same scenario that happened in the movie Major League with Corbin Burnson ducking out with the girl behind. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
And the wife saw it on TV?
Yeah.
And then she decided to go with the Wild Thing.
Yeah, she
that's
goes,
the same scenario.
Yeah,
but I love these touching love stories.
Yeah, that's not touching at all.
The girl got snagged.
No good.
Oh, Maddie. 610-632-0975. Coming up, the love sex medley. Yes, you can win a gold dip rose and also a big package of grand prize. We'll tell you about that after this.
Bring on the break. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Turnersville Jeep. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's TurnersvilleJeep.com. Sixers bounce back after their loss to the Celtics to beat the Knicks last night, 126-111.
Here's Butler driving it to the corner. Mike Scott for three, and it's good. Scott knocks down his second field goal. Jimmy Butler hanging and kicking it to the corner, and the Sixers back in front by 10.
They head into the All-Star break, fifth in the Eastern Conference at 37-21. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid will face each other in the All-Star game on Sunday night. Sixers resume play next Thursday night against the Heat. Philly signed pitcher Aaron Nola to a four-year, $45 million contract extension. Skip the line at the slopes and stop by Buckman's Ski Shop to get your ski on snowboard rentals for the holiday weekend. Buckman's Ski Shops are family-owned. Visit Buckman's Ski and Snowboard Shops in Montgomeryville, Doylestown, and Ardmore. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, yeah, it's 4:30. You know what that time is. Time for the Valentine's Day medley. Love, sex, music medley. Three songs strung together. In 3 seconds, each song will reference either love or sex. Guess the song and artist each day. You'll win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And then on Friday, that's tomorrow, we'll award the grand prize to one of our five daily winners. The grand prize is a $500 Physique Barbecue Fire Pit from Landis Block. Check them out at LandisBC.com. An Angel Heart Diamond Necklace. See it exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com. Pair of tickets to see Billy Joel, Citizens Bank Park, May 24th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. Check them out at JaspersBackyard.com. And a chauffeur Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. For people who are hard to shop for, visit ImagineLifestyles.com. All right, so we've gotten three in a row. Yesterday took a half hour to get. So the three-song medley for today, we'll play it a couple times. Let's kick it, Tyrone. Oh, I think I knew this.
This one is all purpose.
This is
easier.
Rather easy.
Yes, much easier than yesterday.
Ah. All right, let's play one more time. Sex with love. All right, there you go. Love Sex Medley. You have to hit us up on our contest line number now. That's 215-263-0975. Okay, breaking news, by the way. A Colorado sports apparel store. Did you see this story?
I did.
It is going out of business now because its owner, 5 months ago, as a protest against Nike's Colin Kaepernick ad, he refused to sell Nike products. Because he refused to sell Nike products, business was bad, and he has to close the store.
20 years.
The guy was willing to close the store? It was that, really? It meant that much to you? That the Colin Kaepernick ad offended you so much that you sacrificed your business for it? Come on, man.
He said something along the lines of...
I got his quote right here.
Oh, there it is.
Being a sports store and not having Nike jerseys is kind of like being a gas station without gas. They have a virtual monopoly on jerseys. Well, then why did you do it? Suck it up. For 21 years, this was my baby. I built this from a kiosk. Now I feel like I'm leaving under a cloud of darkness. But I feel good inside that I didn't put profit over principle. That's what makes it easier to live with. Principle? What's your principle? Kaepernick's got the principle. You don't have the principle. Oh, well. Whatever you do in life, sir, I wish you good luck. Let's go to Steve in Cheltenham. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve, turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Yeah, come on, Steve. Let's go, bro.
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I got a love story for you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Now, I want to hear a good love story.
In the day, this was before social media is like it is, you know, with all the dating sites and all that.
Yep.
I met my now wife on telephone chat line.
Ah.
Now, at the time, she happened to be living in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talked for a few months.
So this is like a line with a lot of people on it, chatting.
No, it's not like a party line. Okay. You know, we're talking one-on-one.
Oh, one-on-one. All right. How did you hook up with the one-on-one with her?
Well, it was like, you know, it's kind of like there's a list where people have a little intro, and if you like the intro, you send them a message.
Okay.
Then you can chat.
Okay, cool.
So we hit it off, right? And we talk for a couple of months, and I tell her, you know, we really get it off, and I'd like to see you. So she tells me, all right, make it happen. So I send her a ticket, and I make her reservations for her to come to Philly. And when she comes, it happened to be just a couple of days before Valentine's Day. She stays here like a couple of weeks, and everything's great, you know. So, you know, but she had to go back home because, you know, she was at school.
Uh-huh.
So she goes back home, finishes school. By the end of the summer, I fly back out there and pick her up. She moves back to Philly, and we've been together since.
Oh, man.
Now here's a 97.5 tie-in, right? This past Fan Fest, I was there in the trivia contest, and I won second place.
Oh, okay, I know who you are now. All right.
Yeah. You bloodied your leg. I gave you a fish. Right?
Yes.
Now, get this, Mike. The hotel room that I won, we went to AC on our anniversary, and we did the math. We conceived our second child on that day.
Oh, my God, man. Look at you.
Totally satisfied sexually.
What a great story, Steve.
I'm telling you.
Now, this is a little risky because the only thing you see of her is a picture, right? So when you fly her in, that's like it's like nervous central.
Exactly. She sent me a picture, and she was gorgeous. And I was like, if this is really you, it's on.
Oh, man. That's a great story, Steve. How about Steve? Little chat, boom. You're taking your life in your hands with that kind of move.
Yeah.
She comes in, you know, coming out of the gate there and at the airplane you're waiting for. And you go.
See, that's when taking a chance on love works in your favor. Look at that.
See?
That's too risky.
See, that's too risky for you.
Risky for me.
But that was a beautiful story.
Yeah, but a taxidermy dog is fine.
Yeah, Mike, you're wildly inconsistent.
No, all right. So we have another national love story here. Kanye. And Kim.
Oh, boy. And now me.
Kanye, and now Natalie's involved in it. Kanye, as only Kanye can do, puts out a Valentine's Day display for his lovely Kim where he puts single roses and vases around the room, like hundreds of roses.
Yes.
And in the middle of the rose display as she walks into the room is none other than Kenny G.
Yeah.
Huh? Playing some woodwind instrument, whatever it is, in the middle of all these.
The alto sax.
Right. So Natalie sees it and tweets out, Michael Bolton greater than Kenny G.
I would prefer to walk into a room with Michael roses Bolton? In a vase and Michael Bolton singing When a Man Loves a Woman.
Come on.
I mean, look, if we're going to...
That's violation number one.
Okay, wait, hear me out. If we're going to have one of those cheesy people involved, that's who I would prefer.
Well, Kenny G's not cheesy. He just plays the instrument. Bolton's
come on.
Cheesy.
No, Kenny G is cheesy. It's like you take jazz and you add water and you get Kenny G.
Kenny G's brilliantly talented.
If you take jazz...
Bolton's not.
He is talented.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends is a jam.
You gotta stop. He has no jazz.
So anyway, the upshot of the story, Nat, is what?
So I quote tweeted that and I said, Michael Bolton is greater than Kenny G. And Michael Bolton responds to me today to wish me a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh.
He sent you a picture of himself, with a happy Valentine's Day caption.
Yes.
Oh. It's a Valentine's Day.
Day made.
Miracle.
This is the best Valentine's Day ever.
He's going to send you a ticket to fly to L.A. now.
Oh, you just go ahead and take that trip.
Michael Bolton now. I'm an admirer in Philly. She looks pretty good.
No, whenever I hear his songs, I happen to like them.
So you're the one.
Other people like Michael Bolton. His version of When a Man Loves a Woman is so nice.
We have a woman on this show.
Huh?
All right, we have our winner already on our Love Sex Med. No way. There's no way. It's Mark from Delaware. Mark, are you with us?
I'm Mike, how you doing?
Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing
fine. All right, Mark, you can identify these songs, huh?
Yes, I can.
All right, let's play it one more time here, and then we'll give you the shot. All right, go ahead, Tyrone. All right, I can get at least two of these. So go ahead now, Mark. Now tell me, give me just, you were about to tell a story on how you got it, right?
I was about to tell you, so I've called in the last 3 years, and each year I win on one of the days.
I tell you what, you have an ear then. All right, tell me what the three songs were.
All right, so the first one was Modern Love.
That's the one I got right away, Modern Love.
Okay, the second one was by Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing.
You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate. And the third one I got, too.
The third one is R.E.M. This one goes out to The One I Love.
That's correct. Nicely done, Mark. You win a Gold Dip Rose from Steven Singer, and you're qualified for tomorrow's drawing. On the big package, which includes the chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night.
Hopefully I win that because I've never won the big package.
Well, congratulations to you. Thanks, Mark. Right. Hang on a second. Mark got it. Modern Love, David Bowie, You Sexy Thing, Hot Chocolate, The One I Love, R.E.M. I was a big R.E.M. fan today.
Yeah, they had a run.
Yep. That was at R.E.M. B-52's era. I think they both came out of the same general area. R.E.M. is at Athens, Georgia. I think B-52s are also. Oh. If I'm not mistaken.
All right.
It was a big Athens, Georgia music scene.
What happened to that?
Well, I died. I don't know.
I was not aware of that.
R.E.M. was pretty successful. I mean, they carried the torch for Athens, Georgia for a long time.
No. I mean, like, where was the next one?
I don't know. I guess it fizzled. All right, 610-632-0975. Back with your calls after this.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
47. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm a forgetful guy, man. I forgot my glasses today. I forgot my bag.
Yeah, it's a little different kind of rhythm today.
Yeah, it's a very strange show.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it, though.
Valentine's Day show, special love story show. And we have all kinds of stories that are making us laugh. Not that love is a funny thing. Love is a very serious thing, Natalie, right?
Yeah. I'm just on cloud nine over here. Don't mind me.
Yeah. I like your story the best. Like, 21-year-old boyfriend, and then you turn into Natalie.
Yeah.
And he's drinking wild turkey.
I don't know that he's drinking wild turkey.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's struggling. And that you're doing pretty well for yourself.
He didn't foresee.
You know, I wonder.
What's that?
I wonder, like my high school girlfriend.
What does she think of you now?
See, that's the thing. We were in touch, kind of like through social media, not like phones or anything.
Did I meet that girl?
No, you didn't meet that one.
No, I didn't meet that one?
No. And I wonder, in hindsight, like how she's local, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what goes through her mind now?
Now you're a big shot?
Not that I'm a big shot.
Now you're on Sixers Outsiders?
Sixers Outsiders. Uh-huh. I'm on TV here, so I'm on like two TV shows now. Which is like insignificant. I'm just saying, like, I'm very lucky and blessed to be able to do that, right?
I will tell you, I've been in this business, I mean, in some facets since I was 20. So for 10 years now. So that's been an interesting part of my love life.
So
is when I tell people that I'm in sports radio for 10 years.
You have to
decide whether people are interested in you for you or whether they're interested in Natalie.
It's been a struggle.
Really?
Well, it's been a
struggle that you haven't been able to trust.
It's been interesting.
I think you'll do okay.
I think so too, Mike.
But I've witnessed some people acting a little funny, a little strange, a little intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to also act like they know more about sport, like they want to show that they know more than Natalie.
Yeah, he's seen it firsthand.
Yeah, that's not comfortable date conversation.
Uh-huh.
I gave this guy
about sports knowledge.
I gave this guy my phone number once. This was like 3 years ago, and he goes, "So, are you one of those girls who thinks that you know about sports, or do you really know about sports?" I'm like, "Give me back my phone number. We're not doing this."
Yeah, it's not.
If I were you, I would be with somebody that didn't have any interest in sports.
Somebody told me I'm going to have to meet somebody outside of the city or outside of the state.
That's possible.
That's possible.
Yeah, because the constant sparring that. I mean,
how do you meet somebody who lives outside of the state?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me if somebody knows sports or not. In fact, I prefer they don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a must thing.
No, let's go Vicente and Lansdowne, one of the great Latin lovers. Vicente, hola.
Hola, amigo.
Hola, Vicente.
Tamunto. Feliz Día de San Valentín for Miss Natalie Egelnoff.
There you go. No Valentine's for us. Always for Natalie.
No, because Natalie, I 100% agree with your choice of Michael Bolton. He has a better hair.
Like
Kenny G.
Oh, yeah, he's got better hair.
All right. It's all in together.
What do you call that that's up top there? I don't know. What do you call what he has? He's got the no hair on top, compensate for the neck area hair.
Well, you know, but back in the day, 1990, in the summer, I went to see them together, and Michael Bolton was opening for Kenny G, Gorelick, playing the saxophone.
What kind of chick concert did you go to here?
In New York City.
What did you go with, your friend? Or did you go with a woman?
In 1990.
You went with your wife?
No, I was with another girlfriend back then.
As long as there was a girl involved, I was wondering about you for a second.
So
hey, Big Al, let's go see Michael Bolton and Kenny G.
How am I supposed to live without you?
There you go.
And you know, I love the song Soul Provider. In fact, I gave the CD to my mother as a Valentine's present for her. And that record, that song specifically made her cry over and over and over.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm your soul provider. You know, I'm the first one out of her.
Uh-huh. I gotcha.
That's right. Well, and then in Ecuador, I had seven sisters, and I have been like a Cupid for them.
You fixed up your sisters?
Well, not really fixed them, but I was chaperoning to take them to different parties and stuff, and then they met their futures.
What kind of a brother situation is an Ecuadorian? Because the Italian brothers are like hard on the girlfriend.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I was 4 years older than my first sister.
Uh-huh.
And I was very stubborn and very strong. But, you know, I had a little soft way, and I let him meet these guys who happened to be two brothers. One was born in Ecuador. The other one was born in Chile, the younger one. And they both, you know, came back with their father to Ecuador, and they met my sisters, and they happily got married together, two brothers to two sisters. Unfortunately, my sister, the oldest one, passed away 16 years ago, you know, like 5 days before Valentine's Day.
Right.
So February 9th was her 16th.
Sorry, so you served a little bit as a casamentero.
Casamentero.
Got that right? Como se dice matchmaker?
Matchmaker, the same thing, casamentero.
Yeah, casamentero. There you go.
Exactamente.
All right.
So, yeah. Let me ask you a question about the Sixers.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. What would have happened if Joel Embiid, last night, he was playing the beginning of the third quarter. You know, the Sixers were winning 98 to, 83.
Uh-huh.
And he just leaped into the crowd. And the first seat, it was Regina King.
That's right. And Tracy Morgan was right there.
Tracy Morgan, yes. What would have happened if he landed on top of, let's say, for example, the guy who is director, who was always taunting Reggie Miller? You know,
Spike Lee. What would have happened?
What would have happened to Spike Lee?
Well, he would have gotten crushed. Gina King escaped serious injury last night.
Yeah, and B said, I saved her. That's what he said after the game.
Tracy Morgan was bewildered. Did you see his face?
Yeah, he had no shot at getting out of the way.
No. All right, I think that's the end of the Valentine's Day TV show today. I hope people enjoyed it. It was kind of crazy, but thanks for watching, everybody, on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Mike Misnell Show continues on 97.5 The Fanatic through the 5 o'clock hour. We're back with your calls after this.
For win before the break, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Guida has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GYDA.com. Sixers bounce back after their loss to the Celtics to beat the Knicks last night, 126-111.
And Redick gets it. Bias to Joe in a big-time jam by Embiid. Right hand, rock the room.
They head into the All-Star break, fifth in the Eastern Conference at 37-21. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid will face each other in the All-Star game on Sunday night. The Sixers resume play next Thursday against the Heat. Philly signed pitcher Aaron Nola to a four-year, $45 million contract extension. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps, the Robert Half Company. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Sixer Station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.